Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Happy New Year again in this new year,
yes,
in 2022.
Yes.
So glad that you are joining us. So glad that you are listening. Again, I'm Coach Martez.
And I am licensed therapist Woodrina Layton.
And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show here on Transformation Talk Radio,
yes.
Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. Stay with us for the next hour as we discuss three vital things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship. And I'm just hoping in this new year, your spouse is feeling those things, but we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, because if not, we're going to help you to get on track.
Definitely.
So as we do every week, we're looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share with you practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love one another better.
But before we get started, let's just say a fun fact about ourselves. We sometimes talk about bucket list things we want to do before we transition. What is one of the things on your bucket list, Woodrina, that you would like to do?
Well, one thing that I would like to do is I would like to go to California.
Okay.
I've never been to California.
Yeah, we haven't been to California.
So I would just like to go and just have a West Coast trip where I just spend like 2 weeks just so I can make sure I go to San Francisco and Los Angeles. You know, I just want to go and hit some of the, you know, the cities over there that everyone talks about. You know,
yeah.
I even wouldn't mind going to Pasadena because watching the Rose Bowl and stuff.
Oh.
So I kind of want to go. That's why I want to spend time so I can try to travel. I know it's going to be, you know, some, you know, a car trip once you get over there. It's like a road trip to the different cities, but that's what I want to do.
That is true. That is something we definitely got on our list. Two of the things for me is I want to actually ride a horse. And we actually know some people here in Atlanta that actually show you how to ride a horse. So that's one of the things. I'm really kind of afraid of those gentle giants. But I know, you know, I want to overcome that fear, ride a horse, and look at Woodrina back there. You know, yeah, they better stay close to Woodrina. But to ride a horse, too.
I don't know. I might let you do that one.
Again, for travel, for me, one of the cities that I want to go to is Philly here in America. I want to go to city. I want to go to Philly. And then I do want to go to Africa, too.
Yeah.
And Jerusalem.
Those are some places.
Basically, her bucket list kind of becomes my bucket list. You know,
because we're going to go together.
Right.
Exactly.
But before we go into the show, I just want y'all to say, don't y'all like Woodrina glasses and those braids? She got her braids and the new blue glasses. I like those glasses.
I have worn these a few times.
Oh,
the show.
I forgot. Man, I guess I didn't say that.
It's okay. Thank you. So let us get into this discussion on the three things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, many times in a relationship, we just expect for things to be fine if everyone in the relationship, you know, if we're working hard, our bills are paid, you know, the kids have everything that they need, you know, to be successful, we'll feel like, okay, it's okay. But yeah, all these things are very important and needed to maintain a good balance. However, having an emotional, you know, connection is key to a healthy, long-lasting marriage or any relationship. You know, it's the reason why you'll find people who have financial security, beautiful families, you know, you would just from the outside, it'll just look like they just the perfect, happy couple will find themselves in divorce court asking the question, you know, well, what's wrong with our marriage or when do we fall out of love? So, you know, we're just going to talk about those three things, these three vital things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, and as we would say, you know, one of the things that we tell everybody, you know, as you're listening to the show and you're getting a chance to know both Adrena and I, you're going to know at our core, we're spiritual people. Mm-hmm. We are a couple who, since the idea of being married, you know, God plays a important role in our marriage, in our family, in our dreams, and everything that we're doing in our lives. It has a God core to it. And so, you know, as we encourage all the couples who we work with, and as you all are listening, we're always talking about your vision, your goals, mm-hmm. as we ended the last year. You know, so not only do we coach and counsel couples that we work with, we also pray for them. And so as we were praying last year going into the new year, that's one of the things that God had really spoke to my heart. And what he had said to me is really help couples to focus on the future, really look at things and really to keep their focus on things where they're going, what they're looking ahead to. And so, of course, you know, that's the bigger picture and staying focused. But then it's important to stay focused. What's a key? The key is making sure each other feels like a priority.
Right.
And so then when I was thinking about the priority, it's like, you know, what makes you feel like a priority mm-hmm. in the other person's life? And that's feeling, you know, like we're finna talk about now, the first thing is feeling love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so again, when we're talking about this, and even for the next two podcasts that we do for this month, we really are talking about just ways to stay focused on your future and your relationship. And this is why this is so important, because this is vital to your relationship mm-hmm. to keep you focused. But I just wanted to say the first thing we're going to talk about is love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and what is that? And, you know, how is that felt mm-hmm. and how is that expressed?
Right.
And one of the things I always share with couples is this. Never evaluate yourself. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times in what we're talking about right now, these are three vital things that are important. And the first thing is love. Right. But I know you say, oh man, I love my spouse. Mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. my partner knows how much I love them. I know they know. But the thing is, you do not want to evaluate yourself.
Yes.
What you want to do is ask your partner, how do you feel yes. I express love to you? And right. do you feel I do that in a way that is really making you feel loved?
Exactly. I mean, that's key. And like, I think it's very important as well to tell your spouse, you know, how you want them to love you. You know, it's nothing wrong with expressing, you know, this is what would make me feel loved if you would do this. You know, it's different for everybody because, you know, we're all unique. You know, for some people, it's like, I want security. You know, I want you, you know, it's like you said, I want to feel prioritized. So, you know, you can be intentional about spending time with me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's different for everybody. So it's like, yeah, don't judge yourself and make sure you ask your spouse right. and partner, you know, how is it that how would you like to be loved? Mm-hmm. What does love look like to you? What does love mean to you?
Right. And see, that's important because mm-hmm. again, you know, You can think or you can feel that love is a certain thing, mm-hmm. but then what does it look like to your spouse? And, you know, as far as being transparent, mm-hmm. you know, we're always talking about ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, of course, like I tell everybody, you know, Wadrina and I have been married for over 30 years mm-hmm. and been together since I was 18 years old. But, you know, it never was really in my mind of asking her, you know, how do you want to be loved or do yes. you feel loved? Because I was just like, I'm loving you. And in my mind, I'm giving you this love. I'm doing what mm-hmm. I'm doing what a husband should do. Mm-hmm. I'm doing these things.
Yeah.
But just because you are doing those things doesn't mean that those things are actually expressing love to your partner.
Yes.
And so that's why it's so important. And then from working with, you know, so many couples over the years, you'll find that in one person's mind, what they're literally saying to themselves is, what else do you want? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this. You do all of those things, but you never have taken the time to ask them, out of all the things I do, what makes you feel valued.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What makes you feel loved. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why this is so important as we're focusing on the future and making each other the priority in a relationship. You want to know, you know, what makes you feel loved.
Mm-hmm. And that is so important. And then, you know, I know we touched on this before, but mm-hmm. we never went into details. And I know we probably won't go into details today either. But, you know, being making sure that you speak your, you know, your spouse's mm-hmm. love language, because, you know, yes, you're going to ask them, you know, what does love look like to you? How would you like for me to show you love? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when you are aware of their love language, that is a way that they want to be loved, because that's their primary way of receiving, giving and receiving love. So that is very key to know what your spouse's love language is and to actually speak that to them.
Right. And it's also good to make sure you're checking in. Because mm-hmm. what I mean by checking in is, again, this is the first month of this new year. You know, and it's just like how, you know, we're really focused on our fitness and mm-hmm. exercising. You know, so you'll start, but it's also about staying consistent with this.
Yes.
So when we're talking about expression and making sure that the way you are expressing love to your partner, they're receiving it, and they're receiving it as in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times what people are saying, you know, I'm like, you know, so just tell me, you know, what are some of the things you do for your wife? Now, you know, for your spouse, your partner, your mm-hmm. wife, one of the first things is, boom, I'm always making sure the kids get this. I'm always making sure that the grass or this. I'm always making sure her car or this. All of those things you named are very good. So I show her love by helping out with the kids and making sure the bills are paid and doing this. And those things are really good.
Mm-hmm.
But again, specifically, what are you doing to express love to them?
Yes.
Specifically?
Yes.
That's what matters.
Because a lot of times for us, it's just like, I just want him to talk to me.
Right.
You know, just have an intimate yeah. conversation with me. Just share your heart with me. You know, just take some time just for us mm-hmm. to just really talk and connect emotionally. Mm-hmm. And that's key. And so so that's very important to find out how would you like to be loved?
Right.
What does love look like for
right.
you? And we want to be intentional in this new definitely. Year with making sure that we're checking in with our spouse or partner mm-hmm. and asking them, you know, how would you like to be loved?
Right.
How would you like to mm-hmm. receive love from me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you feel love from me.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you would need for me to do or desire for me to do?
Right. And please make sure if you ask your partner, your spouse, this question today, this evening, don't do it with any judgment. Now, what I mean by mm-hmm. any judgment is this. You ask them, you know, I listened to Coach Martez with Drina today on the podcast, and they were just saying, you know, just make sure that your spouse or your partner knows, you know, how love feels to them. So when they respond, you know, about what love means to them, don't be like, yeah, because I always do this. I know I do this. And don't I always do that? No, just let them respond and just soak it in without having to prove to them I am doing it to you.
That's funny.
But naturally, that's what we
true
do.
Because we have to remember not to go into a conversation on the defense.
Right.
So, you know, many times we'll go into a conversation on defense, but you don't want to do that.
Right.
You want to go in with an open, being able to receive and not go in, because
right.
that is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. So, okay. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Adrena Layton Show. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on the three vital things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship. Stay tuned.
Let's go.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
We are back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. Today we have been discussing 3 vital things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship. And before we took a break, we were discussing the first thing that your spouse desires to feel, and that's love, and how we talked about how they would desire to have it expressed to them.
Right. And again, the reason why we're talking about this is because we're just talking about in this new year, you know, making sure that your partner, your spouse actually feels like they are a priority. You know what I'm saying? And so in making them the priority, again, you know what? We want them to feel loved. And we want to actually know that they are feeling loved. You know, not just from the way that you may want them to feel it, right, but the way that makes them feel love. You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden, I'm just throwing out an example. If I love German chocolate cake, you know, but that's what I love. But then with Dren is like, yeah, but I don't know how to make a German chocolate cake. So I'm going to make you my favorite, which is homemade pound cake. Well, that's a good deed. That's a good gesture. But my favorite is German chocolate. Exactly. So if you really want me to feel loved because it's what I really wanted, then won't you give me what I want? And a lot of times in relationships, and what I've found over the years working with so many couples is that we're giving the person that we are living with and building with, we're giving them what we want to give them, but we're not giving them what makes them feel loved.
That's right.
And then we'll even be sacrificing. You know, I'm just telling you things that I hear, you know, I sacrifice this. I sacrifice that. But all those things that you are sacrificing, if the things that you're sacrificing is not making that person feel loved, then that's why we're talking about this, to make you engage with one another, to ask the question, to make sure I know without a shadow of a doubt, my partner feels love for me.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. That's good.
Yeah.
And so the second, we're going to move into the second.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Second key, the second vital thing that every spouse needs to
feel. Which is a big one.
Yes. Every spouse needs to feel valued. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is value? To realize that someone has good qualities and that they are important.
Right.
So, you know, you really want to think about that. What are your partner's good qualities?
Yes.
And when was the last time that you pointed them out?
Yeah.
You know.
Now, see, this is the big one. See,
Right. Again,
this goes back to when I made the statement during the first segment. And I said, never evaluate yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't say what I always do or I never do this. You know, just check with your spouse or your partner and just be like, you know what? do I often do this? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, let me get some feedback. Mm-hmm. See, this is the thing. You know, when was the last time? Because we're talking about feeling valued now. Right. And then so I would just say, you know, like just think, you know, while you're driving or while you're sitting and listening, just name the three things that are the three top qualities that your spouse has. You know, just think about like that music on Jeopardy. Do, 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 do. Da, 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 da. Okay, here we go. So what I'm saying is those three mm-hmm. top qualities that they possess. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, when was the last time that you let them know about those qualities? Mm-hmm. See, when was the last time that you said, you know what? This is the reason why I'm so glad I'm married to you. Yeah. Because bam, bam, bam. That is what brings that feeling of how much you value
them. Yes. So you want to make sure that, you know, not only once you recognize those qualities that you're actually complimenting them and you're communicating to them, you know, how much I love that about you and how much I appreciate, you know, you for that. And you want to make sure that, you know, that you're doing it consistently. Right. You know, that's one thing that we're talking about, you know, going into this new year, making sure that we're doing these things consistently. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our partners know that we love them, but we're loving them the way they desire to be loved, not the way we want to love mm-hmm. them. And then we want to make sure that they're feeling valued and we're going to compliment them. We're going to value their, you know, their positive qualities without bringing up, you know, negative stuff. So, you know, when you compliment, you really don't want to take that, make that a time to really bring out something negative that you've done or a negative quality that you have. You really want to just take that moment to just really focus on the positive and what you really like about your spouse.
And so, you know, and that's a great point. I want to make sure it doesn't happen like this, you know, because we've heard this before. Well, see, I really wanted to do this for you, but then you said that. And once you said that, I just said to myself, I'm not going to even do it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So again, when you compliment or you're bringing out these qualities, just give the other person what they actually deserve, not based off of this or that or that or that. It's just, that's their quality.
Yeah.
So I really want you all to think about that, you know. What are my part? What is my spouse's top three qualities, and how can I make them feel valued with that? You know, one of the questions that quickly comes to my mind, you know, it's just like, okay, coach, I hear you. I hear what you all are saying, but it's like that person don't ever say nothing to me. You telling me, coach, to do this, but then what about if they don't? What about if they don't return it? I want to feel valued. I'm the one up here listening to the podcast, but they need to be listening to the podcast. What do I do then if I'm the only person that's trying to show value? So that's a, you know, I'm just telling you things that I normally hear in my dialogue at work with couples, you know? So that is one of those things. It's like, so what do I do? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just ask you, so what would you tell them, Adrian? Mm-hmm. That's just a question in my head. I'm not saying that's a question that came up.
You can't control them. So you continue to compliment them. You continue to show them how much they're valued, because eventually they're going to start noticing, especially if it's something that you don't normally do, they're going to start noticing that. And then eventually they're going to actually say, okay. You know, so then you're going to start getting that in return. Eventually you'll start getting that in return. Right. Now, if you got a real hard-headed spouse, then you need to, you might want to say, you know what? A way that I would feel loved is for us to, you know, schedule a session and sit down, you know, and go talk with someone, because, you know, that's a way that I would feel loved now.
And what you're telling me is, it's not because we have a problem. I would just like to talk to someone to help bring out our amazing qualities that we share.
Yeah.
You see how that sounds? You never make it feel like they're in a hot seat, but it's like, you know what? I just really realized I really just want somebody to help to bring out the amazing qualities that we share together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
and you're not lying, because you do have amazing qualities.
That's why you fell in love with the person.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need help in getting those qualities to shine again.
Yes.
You know, so, but they were there. They're there. They've been there from the beginning.
And they still are there. You know, and that's why this is so important, as we're talking about the three vital things that every spouse wants to feel, because it starts off like that in the relationship, but during time, whether we didn't got busy with the kids, we didn't got busy with our careers, we didn't got busy with school, all of these things, you are making those things priorities. You know what I'm saying? And this just this is another question for y'all who don't know. Coach Martez is a random thinker.
Yeah, he's so the things question
just
man.
Pop up in my head. This is another question. Yeah. What you want to be able to ask your spouse, not yourself, or if your children are teenagers, you know, or somebody that you have in your life that you really are, you know, you listen to this person, just ask them, could you name the top three priorities that you see in my life and what they are to me? And just know I'm a listen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you also want to ask your partner this. You want to ask your spouse this question. Because a lot of times we'll think we're making our family the priority. Mm-hmm. We'll think we're making our partner the priority. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, they may not feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, so you really want to know this year, you want to let them be aware of, you know what? I'm committed to making you feel like a priority.
Yes, like
and,
value.
Right. And see, a reason why, again, guys, why this is so big for Adrena and I is because, again, we've been married for over 30 years. But for the first 16 years, I wasn't making Adrena a priority. I wasn't valuing her.
I didn't feel valued.
Exactly. But if you would have asked me in my head, I'd have been like, oh, man, my wife know I love her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My wife know I, you know what she means to me. But in actuality, she did know. Mm-mm. And she did not feel valued. Mm-mm. She did not feel loved. And so that's the reason why, you know, we want to help, you know, you all that are listening to this to, again, make your partner feel as if they are the priority for this year.
Exactly.
Not just the trip, the vacation, right, the house, the kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got another person that you've been building with, mm-hmm, you've been dreaming with. Mm-hmm. Make them feel a priority, and mm-hmm, that happens by them knowing how much you value them.
And another way that you will know how much you're valuing your spouse is ask yourself this question: how important is my spouse's ideals or words of correction or input in my life?
That's a big one.
Because if you're valuing, you know, your spouse's ideas, and you know, when they come and they want to offer you some words of correction, or even if they have some input that they want to give you regarding your career or anything, how much do you value that? Their words, that really shows how much you're valuing them and how valued they're going to feel in the relationship too.
And then if you really just ask yourself a deeper question, when you ask yourself how important is your partner's ideas, words, or corrections, mm-hmm, or input that they give, mm-hmm, then you can also just say, well, who would I really want to hear it from? Because that becomes the person who's on your priority list too. You know, who else do I really want to hear, mm-hmm, this from? Mm-hmm. Who else do I need to hear it from? That helps you to understand how you kind of value certain things. It's just something to think about.
Because if you have two other people in front of your spouse's name, as far as, you know, who you would want to hear it from, that's really a problem.
Right.
It's like that. I would really want to find out what is it, you know, about your spouse. You know, you all, we're talking about building an emotional bond here. You know, we want to connect, you know, emotionally, and we want to make sure that we're doing this in this new year. And these are three vital things that we need. Yeah. We need to make sure our spouse is feeling loved, and we need to make sure they're feeling valued. So if their words are not important to you, then of course they're not feeling valued, and we need to find out what's going on.
And we know that's a deeper conversation, mm-hmm, and you know, we're gonna come back here. But again, you know what? We definitely want, and we're gonna come back here from the break right here. We got a few more things we want to pull out here. But we just want to make sure, you know, mm-hmm, boom, they feel loved, mm-hmm, they feel valued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So then we'll hold that, you know, on that note, and we'll be back. We're going to take a quick break, but you've been listening to the Coach Martez and Adrena Lachin show. And when we come back, we'll continue this discussion on the three vital things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship.
Let's go.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing the three vital things that every spouse desires to fill in the relationship. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect or work with Martez and I, you can visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, we're Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Instagram at Coach Martez, mm-hmm. at Wadrina, and Twitter at Coach Martez at Wadrina L. And that's Wadrina Layton on Instagram. Okay, so let us get back into the discussion. Before we took a break, we were talking about
Feeling valued.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as, you know, we went over, you know, as far as your partner's ideals and words of correction and input in your life, you know, that's mm-hmm. a way for them to feel valued, mm-hmm. you know, when you let them know that their words and input is important to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we talk. And then another thing you want to make sure you know, to help a spouse feel valued is don't belittle them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't look down to them, because a lot of times that's how, you know, people feel.
Yeah.
You know, like you're looking down. I know for us, again, years in our marriage, mm-hmm. Wadrina would feel like, you know, you're talking down to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're making the decisions, but you're really not taking my input. You're mm-hmm. really not listening to me. And when I have something, it's like you just kick it to the side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we want to make sure the person that we're building with, the person that we're living with and doing these and doing life with, we don't belittle them. Just know that's not acceptable. It's not okay to shrug them off. You know, mm-hmm. I used to do this a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm gonna just tell you, Wadrina would feel like you're just shrugging me off. Mm-hmm. And honestly, being my partner and being the person who, you know, is right here with me in the trenches, mm-hmm. you know, you should never feel like I'm shrugging
right.
you off.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that,
yeah,
you know,
we're partners, we're a team.
Yeah. So you mm-hmm. don't belittle and right. don't allow yourself to be belittled, because it's not okay.
Right, it's not okay.
Yeah, it's not
and
okay.
then another way you want to make sure that, you know, your spouse is feeling valued is you want to listen by paying attention to them.
Yeah.
You know, when communicating, you want to be paying attention. A lot of times, you know, you're not really paying attention. You know, you're listening, but you're not really paying attention.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
want to pay attention. You want to be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. So by paying attention, that means I can, you know, actually communicate back to you. It's not just like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm letting you know that I'm listening to you because I'm actually communicating
right.
with you
right.
in the conversation. It's just not you just talking.
Right. And, you know, one of the things I normally ask you know, I ask, you know, ask a person, I just say, you know what, it's amazing to me how, you know, if your boss or your supervisor called you into the office, you know, when you walk in there, it's like, well, I'm listening to what they're saying. Because, and then you say, but yeah, because what they're saying affects my pay. Mm-hmm. What they're saying affects how I, you know, the money that I make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you look at them as that, but then the person who is married to you, the person who's building and living with you, this is a question I normally ask everybody. I want you to think about this. And I don't know if this is going to be your partner or not, or your spouse, but I'm going to just ask you this question. If you was in a car accident today, you know, God forbid that happens, and in that car accident, you actually end up being where you are going to have to be in a wheelchair for a couple of months, you know, while you're going through recovery and these type of things. The question I would want to ask you is whose hands on the back of your wheelchair taking you to those appointments? Mm-hmm. Whose hands are on the back of that wheelchair doing the things that you need to do to make sure you're well?
Right.
Okay. Now, for a lot of us, that person is your spouse. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why the person who will sacrifice their life to make sure you are good should ever feel devalued.
That's true.
They have to feel like they are the most important person in your life. And this is what I had to understand about Wadrina, mm-hmm. because that has been Wadrina for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's that person whose hands will be on the back of that wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I had to really understand, this is why I have to value her. I have to love her, because she will put her life on pause for me. And through our marriage, she's had to do that, mm-hmm. you know, when I went down physically. So mm-hmm. that's a question I just want you to think about. But that person whose hands is on the back of that wheelchair, that's the person who definitely has to feel like a priority and definitely feel the value that they bring to your life.
Exactly. And then one last question you would want to ask yourself, you know, when thinking about, you know, the value that your spouse brings to your life is, what difference does your spouse add to your life? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a question to really ask yourself, mm-hmm. because that will help you in, you know, understanding your spouse's value and helping exactly. them to feel value in right. the relationship.
Yeah. So again, like we said, feeling loved, feeling valued. And the last one we want to talk about is feeling appreciated.
Yeah.
Showing appreciation.
Yeah. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're letting our spouses know that we're grateful for them,
yeah.
you know, being grateful for what they're doing, their worth that they bring to our, to the relationship, how important they are to us. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing this. So it's like, when was the last time that you actually held your partner's hand, looked into their eyes, and told them how much you appreciated them?
Yeah.
You know, just think about yeah. that. When was the last time you did that? Yeah. You know, and I will hope it was recent, but if it wasn't, hey, now you have
it's a new year. New start, new action.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now you can go home and do it today.
Yeah, this is a great day.
This is a great day. And you want to make sure that you're consistent in this new year.
Right.
If it's something that you haven't been doing, that you start doing it consistently. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I will say you want to at least do it. You know, I actually say, depending on their love language, you might need to be every day, but you
they want, may not be a worse person.
Yeah, like they me. May not be a worse person, but you want to at least do it, you know, like once a week. Just let your spouse know, you know, how much you just appreciate them. And, you know, it's like, yep, I really just thank you and just appreciate you right. for this. And I'm so glad you're in my life.
Right. And then when, you know, again, what does appreciation mean? Appreciation means an ability to understand the worth, quality, or importance of something, of someone. You know what I'm saying? To understand that worth, to mm-hmm. understand that quality, and to understand the importance. Because we look over this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I sometimes, you know, I love it when I hear one of the men, you know, in the relationship really just say, you know, about their wife, you know, oh, I understand how much value she mm-hmm. is. I understand. Mm-hmm. Because when you understand it, you see the person differently.
That's true.
There's a different level of respect and reverence that you have, because it's like, I understand how much I need you. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what we talk about. So not only now that you understand it, I want to appreciate you. It's mm-hmm. like what they oftentimes say, you know, you don't want to give the person their flowers or their roses when they go.
Right.
You want to give it to them. I really want us to start giving to each other, you know, a minimum once a month, just knowing mm-hmm. this is something that I'm doing mm-hmm. that my spouse absolutely will know how much I love, value, and appreciate them. Yes. At least once a month, this is one thing that I'm making a commitment to do. That's what I'm challenging my couples that I work with, or that we work with, you know, to just understand, you know what, just once a month, I really want you to just do something for them that makes them feel loved, valued, and appreciated.
And that's good. That can be a challenge for everybody listening too. Just, you know, in this new year, we want to be different. You know, we talked about, you know, our relationship goals, you know, earlier, a couple of weeks ago, you know, so we want to just make sure in our marriage and relationship goals that that's one of them. You know, I'm going to do something every month to make my spouse feel loved, valued, and appreciated.
And then just think about this. You know, because a lot of times, like I tell people, you know, when we get married, you know, we they sometimes say leave the job at the job and leave home. But like I tell people, but some of the principles of business are the same principles for your home. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about this, normally when you go into a company, what do you see? Employee of the month. You know what I'm saying? Employee of the month. And so what they do, you sometimes you'll see so-and-so, you'll see the pictures of all the employees of the month. So what does that tell you? Every 30 days, they are recognizing somebody.
Somebody is being acknowledged.
And they're making somebody feel appreciated for the hard work you're doing. That's a good principle. So what I'm asking is once a month for your spouse. You know what I'm saying? Do something for them that makes them feel appreciated, loved, and valued for who they are. And then what I wanted to say earlier, I'm not sure if I said it, the law of reciprocity will eventually kick in. You know, eventually the law of reciprocity will kick in. In other words, what that's saying is by you being the example of showing them value and they're actually seeing it and you're letting them know how important it is to me, to show you value, that law of reciprocity starts kicking in and they realize, you know what? I have an amazing wife. I have an amazing husband. I need to do some of the things that they do for me. I need to do it for them. You know what I'm saying? That just goes back to that question about, well, what if I'm the one coach doing it, but then they don't want to give it back
to me?
That's
why I say eventually the law of reciprocity,
it's coming.
Yeah, you'll see a difference. You just keep doing it. Eventually, you will see a difference. That is so true. And so we want to make sure, too, and as far as with this appreciation, when you see your spouse do something that you really appreciate, instead, you know, make sure you say something. See, a lot of times we'll see our spouse doing things and we'll say to ourselves, oh, okay, that was nice of them. Verbalize it. You know, be intentional about verbalizing that to them when you see it, instead of just saying it in your head. Say it out loud. You know what? I really appreciate that. I saw that. Okay, you put the load of clothes in. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, it's the small things because they go a long way.
And again, when I go to talk about business, if you was at your company and you saw somebody taking those small things, you're like, wow, that was very thoughtful of them. That was cool. So you were saying at work, but then when you come home, it's like, no, they don't need to hear it. They know what they're supposed to do. That's what they're supposed to do anyway. Ain't nobody got to be telling them this. They ain't got to be pointing out. Yes, you do need to point that out. What you mean? You don't need to point it out. You point it off at work. And then guess what else it gets pointed out of? At school with your kids. What does a sticker mean to your child with a happy face? You know, man, we all older, but you know what that sticker, what that sticker meant to you. You wanted that sticker. And it was a simple sticker, but that sticker made you feel like,
You were rewarded, because you were rewarded that for doing a great job.
See, with Greeno, she was a teacher before she became a therapist.
So that's what you got for doing a great job for the whole week. So my kids got the pick from the treasure box at the end of the week, too. So with our spouses, it's, it's like, when they do things, we want to show them how much we appreciate them. And we want to actually communicate and verbalize that to them. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Coach Martez and Adrena Layton Show. When we return, we'll continue this discussion. We'll wrap up, you know, our three things that every spouse desires to feel in a relationship.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sara Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step by step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithADD.com.
Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Lacey
Thank
Show.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, yes, yes. Today we've been discussing the three vital things that every spouse desires to fill in their relationship. And those three vital things are love, value, and appreciation. We all want to feel loved, valued, and appreciated.
Yes. And we want to feel it without feeling, you know, like, man, that's asking them a lot, Coach. You know, these things that we're talking about. No, it's not asking a person a lot to just make you feel loved, you feeling valued, and you feeling appreciated. I just want to tell, you know, somebody when you hear this, that's not that those things don't cost. That's just your actions. That's your attitude. That's just how you see me. So don't look at like, man, that's really asking them to do a lot. Yeah, but they love you.
Yeah.
So exactly. If they love you, you're not asking them to do a lot by just saying, hey, babe, I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's not asking. And the reason why I say it's not asking a lot, because if they work and if they're a manager and they got people who work for them, guess what they do? They're doing things for their team.
Yeah.
They're doing things for the employees. They're doing things for them.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, the same things that you would do for them, then guess what? Let's do it for the person who you love, who's building with you. So I just want to say to someone that's listening, don't accept that, no, that's asking them a lot to really make me feel loved. No, you deserve that.
Yeah.
All of us deserve. So that's why we're saying desire. Everybody desires to feel loved, valued, and appreciated. And don't lower that bar. You know, we're not lowering bars in 2022. No, we're raising the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm letting you know, I was a man who did not know how to love, value, and appreciate my wife. And it wasn't fair for her to be in a relationship and giving her life to a person who really wasn't respecting and valuing and loving and appreciating that. And we all can change. They can't change. You know, I hear that from so many people, so many spouses that will say, I just didn't see them changing. And that's why I'm telling you, the good is in a person. It just may take somebody else to bring that out. And that's why when we talk about the effectiveness of professional coaching mm-hmm. and counseling, it makes the world of a difference.
Yeah.
Because what you think is impossible with the right person, the right scenarios and the right coaching and counseling, it's almost like the rock just is broken. And it's like, bam, who is this person?
Yeah.
So I just want y'all to know that. Yeah.
That's right. Because, you know, we're in here for the long haul.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It's like we talk about, these are the keys to really building that emotional connection with your spouse that's mm-hmm. going to help you to remain married for life. You know, that's like, that's our motto, married for life, Walt. You know, never let go of the hand that you're holding.
Yes.
You want to make sure, in order to never let go of that hand that you're holding, you have to do the things to help to build that emotional connection to help you to stay connected for life. And that's, you know, so that's not a lot to ask.
That's not.
You know, and then it's like, it's reciprocated. I mean, I'm showing you how much I love, value, and appreciate you, and you're doing the same for me.
Yeah.
And like we said, eventually, you keep doing it. If your spouse is someone who's like, I don't see it, keep doing it. Eventually, they're going to see the changes. And if they don't, then it's like, yep, you know, we just really need to sit down and, you know, get a tune up in our relationship.
Exactly.
And let's just talk with someone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so, again, when you think about this, I know this is a quote by Dr. Maya Angelou. And that was so good to hear, too,
because
she's actually going to be on that. I know that coin. Because if you don't know, if you haven't seen it, but Dr. Maya Angelou is actually going to be on a coin. It's going to be like a silver dollar or a gold dollar coin.
Okay.
It's not a quarter. It's going to be like a dollar. But the fact that she's going to be on that, man, that's historic. That's just, but when we talk about this quote, because we know we're going to get some of them coins. But anyway, one of her quotes says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. That's what love is. Mm-hmm. So then what you want to ask yourself is, does my spouse feel like I would go over barriers, I would jump over hurdles, I would leap fences, and I will penetrate through walls to let them know how much love I have for them.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Yeah.
And I know I didn't used to, Rodrina would have been like, shoot, he ain't gonna jump the fence for me. He gonna jump it for his mama. He gonna jump any hurdle for his grandmama. Then he'll be like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I mean, now in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, I jumped that fence. But this was in my mind. In Rodrina's mind, she was like, no, because he be making this for his mama. He do this for his mama. It's like, so I'm just saying again, but this is what love. Love jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates through walls. That's what your spouse should feel you would do for them.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's a tough question, because I know you said, you know, would they say this? Like, if I was to ask Martez back then, it would have been a tough question, a tough conversation, because your spouse may feel like they're doing that. But like we said, never evaluate yourself.
Exactly.
You may even feel like you're doing that, but never evaluate yourself. Always ask your spouse, especially when it comes to loving them, you know, and because you want to validate their feelings and how they feel. And so I need to hear from you. Do you feel loved, valued, and appreciated from me?
Exactly.
And what are some things that I can do to help you to feel loved, valued, and appreciated?
Yeah. And then, so here's a quote from Margaret Cousins. It says, appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it in words is all that is necessary. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to, like, when you said earlier, you know, acknowledging them for what they
do. Just saying that. Yeah, we got to be willing to put it in words, you know, like it's like the quote says, when is necessary, you know, and actually it's, you know, we always need to put it in.
It's
that's necessary. Our willingness to put it in words, to communicate that to them, to let them know, I love you. I appreciate you.
And see, and I'm going to make y'all laugh, because see, my wife and my kids actually say, I'm like the guy on the Progressive commercial when they be at the grocery stores and stuff.
Because
but that's just Coach. So, because they would laugh, because I mean, they fall out laughing, because literally I'm the person that would be like, you know what? This person is really doing good in this section over here. I just want to let y'all know.
Yes.
Look, I do
that. Oh, there's the manager. Oh, wait, so and so is doing.
Look, you know what I'm saying? I do reviews, so they all laugh at me because I'm the guy on the Progressive commercial talking about don't be like your parents. That's what my kids say because daddy would be the main person because I just want to acknowledge them for what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I want to show appreciation with everything that's going on in COVID and all these things. You are here. And you are doing this, man. I just want to tell you, man, you're doing a great job. I want to let somebody else know. I'm telling you. So I am the guy on the Progressive commercial. I'm going
to
just tell
you. And so we just want to encourage you all in your relationships, you know, to just we just challenge you to make those commitments to love, appreciate, and value your spouse or partners in this new year. And, you know, make a commitment to show them that, you know, on a weekly or a monthly basis, you just really want to do that.
Yes.
And so we want to just make sure that we remind everybody about our fifth annual Married for Life walk coming up here in Atlanta, Georgia on April 22nd and 23rd.
Yes.
You know, married4lifewalk.com to find out more information. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have more stuff coming out at the end of this week. I mean, the end of this, this month, more details coming.
More marketing.
So, and so, also, we just want to remind you that if you wanted to connect with us or work with us, our website is dreambuilderscoaching.net. Mm-hmm. You know, on Facebook, we're Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Twitter is at Coach Martez at Wadrina L. Instagram at Coach Martez at Wadrina Layton.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also want to remind you all, I just got to make sure I always give our ending, our quote, healthy marriages do not happen by chance. They happen by choice. So you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back any judgment or pushback. We want to make a commitment to accept change without conflict.
Yep. And so I just want to give a shout out to Ronnie and Shamari DeBoer, our Married for Life walk partners, vision partners with us, to our board, you know, and to all those working to really help us to make this to be a successful event.
Yes.
Again, we want to thank you for tuning into the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We had a wonderful time discussing with you. Please join us every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific. We love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media. Look forward to reading your comments. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you back here next week, same time.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.